Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 196. And unfortunately, we're starting off with some sad news from one of our own. Haunter Jason Oliver, who ran the Haunted Wastelands in Calgary, Alberta, Canada for many years, passed away on January 10th at the age of 47. He was a husband, father, and grandfather, and a great friend to many. Jason was also the co-president of the Alberta chapter of the Canadian Haunters Association. He is survived by his wife Chrissy, their 7 grandchildren, and 1 grandchild. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Jason Oliver and offers up this moment of silence. We have this product news from CFX Masks. With all those cold fronts and storms moving across the country, that winter weather is here. Now's the perfect time to warm those bones with some sweet CFX merch. On our website, we have select sizes of our CFX logo hoodies in stock, as well as our infamous horny beanies and regular CF beanies if you prefer, just ask. Head on over to CompositeFX, that's CompositeFX.com, and see our in-house selection of items. For even more merch options, you can visit our Redbubble page to find more cold weather apparel like zip-up hoodies, pullover hoodies, sweaters, and scarves with a variety of our CFX characters. Head on over to cfxmasks.redbubble.com and click clothing and then sweatshirts and hoodies from the drop-down and pick your favorite items today. We have this news from the Factory of the Dead haunted attraction in Saginaw, Michigan. Grab a date or your significant other and make your way over to the Ultimate Date Fright Night this Valentine's weekend. Nothing brings people closer together like blood-curdling screams. The team behind Factory of the Dead brings a new horrifying twist on your nightmare with a Valentine-themed haunted house unleashing demons, the undead, and blood-sucking vampires. The cast and crew will transform its Halloween haunted house into a haunted Valentine's massacre. It's happening February 12th and 13th. Get more information and tickets at factoryofthedead.com. We have this message from the Board of Directors of the West Coast Haunters Convention. Thank you for being part of the West Coast Haunters Convention community. While it is a difficult decision, our board has decided to cancel its 12th annual gathering at the Doubletree in Portland in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. We remain committed to our haunt community and will again offer a free virtual event Saturday and Sunday, May 1st and 2nd. This event will also have live streamed classes and events. We'll share additional details of our plans for West Coast Haunters Convention 2021 in the coming weeks. We understand how significant our event is for all of you, and that it is one of our favorite ways to celebrate our holiday. We're very disappointed that we can't hold this event for our fans and supporters, but we know it's the right decision based on information we have today. Keep up with their updates at hauntersconvention.com. We have some sad news from the Halloween Adventures Shop in New York City. This comes via the New York Post. No costume is nearly as scary as the notion of a New York City bereft of Halloween adventure. After nearly 4 decades in business on the Lower East Side, the beloved year-round superstore Halloween Adventure is shuttering. Located at 808 Broadway and 4th Avenue, the shop featured an extensive array of props, masks, outfits, and reliably local characters in its sprawling Only in New York block through store. Another one bites the dust. Childhood favorite Halloween Adventure announced it's closing its doors after nearly 40 years in business. Filmmaker and influencer New York Nico captioned in a recent Instagram post showing off the business's variety of zany displays, "The best shortcut from 4th Avenue to Broadway there'll ever be. Rest in peace." The business has been promoting huge clearance sales since November and is currently offering up to 75% off the entire store. A staff member confirmed to Time Out that the LES fixture will indeed be closing soon, although they did not have a set date. We have this news from the Brighton Asylum Haunt in Passaic, New Jersey. Brighton Asylum, the legendary haunted asylum complex featured on the Today Show, Cake Boss, BuzzFeed, and media outlets all over the country, shut down in 1952 due to staff and patient disappearances, as well as intolerable living conditions. Now, the asylum has reopened and is accepting new patients. Brighton Asylum is a massive walk-through dark attraction filled with terrifying actors, horror movie-style scares, and Hollywood-quality special effects. Check in, you have nothing to lose but your mind. Brighton Asylum presents Dark Asylum. Armed with only a small LED candle to light your way, the inhabitants of Brighton Asylum lurk just beyond your field of vision. This Valentine's weekend, experience the ultimate haunted house on two floors, February 12th and 13th. Ticket booth hours are 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. and a waiver is required. Tickets are on sale now. It is strongly advisable to purchase your tickets in advance to ensure your participation in the event. Tickets will be available at the door unless this event sells out online. Face coverings are required at all times during the event. Social distancing rules are enforced. Hand sanitizer stations are provided throughout the event, and outdoor bathrooms are cleaned and sanitized regularly. And get those tickets at BrightonAsylum.com. We have this news on a haunted attraction for sale in Colorado. This comes via Tyler Mouse on Facebook. We're selling the Mausoleum and Spider Mansion Haunted House located in Denver, Colorado. Over 16,000 square feet worth of props, scenes, animatronics, lights, camo netting, everything you need to build two professional haunted houses or one giant one. Professional props and animatronics from Poison Props and Distortions, scenes, costumes, and decor were used for a mausoleum cemetery atmosphere and for early 1900s to 1970s style mansions. Over 13 real caskets, some wood, some metal. Over 20 professional moving animatronics, wood panels, lights, camo netting, props, a working organ, a suffocation hallway, plenty of posable bodies dressed and ready to place, and more. Everything you need to get rolling. Sadly, pictures don't do it justice and everything has been packed and stored away so it's hard to get pictures, but you can ask me any questions. You should be able to direct message him on Facebook, Tyler Mouse, T-Y-L-E-R-M-A-U-S at facebook.com/Spider Mansion Mausoleum. We have this news from the Thornhill Woods Haunted Attraction in Thornhill, Ontario, Canada. This comes via Chris Ainsworth. I'm excited to announce that Thornhill Woods Haunted House will be creating a haunted walkthrough corn maze this upcoming 2021 Halloween season. Safety comes first. If COVID is still an issue, then we won't be doing the corn maze. But as always, all the funds we raise will be going to the Sick Kids Foundation. Stay tuned for more exciting info on the build, props, hopefully a COVID-free Halloween, etc. Keep up with updates on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Thornhill Woods Haunted House. We have a little toy news regarding the film Psycho Goreman. This comes via BloodyDisgusting.com. Ahead of the release of Steven Kostanski's gory new movie Psycho Goreman, Plastic Meatball has announced that they're releasing action figures based on the movie. Plastic Meatball says, quote, "We have signed on to develop a full line of retro-style merchandise for the upcoming horror comedy PG Psycho Gorman. As you know, it's pretty rare for a low-budget genre flick to get a full merch push upon its initial release, but we were just so charmed by the film when we saw an early version of it last spring that we had to jump on board." The company adds, "We decided to treat it the way Kenner tried to make a line of child-friendly alien toys back in 1979. That just seemed hilarious to us considering the amount of blood and gore in the film. Partnering with Crazy Ball Inc. on the property, Plastic Meatball teases that toys, apparel, games, housewares, and more will be part of their line of Psycho Gorman merch. Psycho Gorman follows siblings Mimi and Luke, who unwittingly resurrect an ancient alien overlord. Using a magical amulet, they force the monster to obey their childish whims and accidentally attract a rogues gallery of intergalactic assassins to small-town suburbia. Head over to Plastic Meatball's website to learn more. That would be plasticmeatball.com. We have this news from Terror Behind the Walls at Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia. Every month, we offer discounts on your favorite Terror Behind the Walls merchandise. In January, get ready to stay warm in style during the long winter ahead with 10% off our Terror Time beanie. Just use code BEANIE10 when shopping online. And hurry, this special discount is only valid through January 31st. Keep up with their monthly specials at easternstate.org/shop. We have some gaming news regarding the game Maneater. This comes to us via BloodyDisgusting.com. We love Tripwire Interactive's Maneater, which is probably the best not Jaws game yet, but really it could use some downloadable content, couldn't it? Well, lucky for you, Tripwire is going to remedy that. During a recent Reddit AMA, art director Sean McBride was asked just such a question, and his response, DLC has been confirmed. The team has been working on it for a while now, hoping to share more information very soon. Granted, it's not much to go on at the moment, but that's music to many of the fans' ears. You can start to speculate as to what DLC will entail, but in the meantime, Maneater is currently available on the PlayStation 5 for PS Plus subscribers this month, so check out the next-gen upgrades to the game while you wait for more downloadable content info. PC gamers will be getting these same upgrades down the road on the Epic Games Store's version. We have some hiring news from the Fear Columbus Haunted House in Columbus, Ohio. Hey all, I know seeing a hiring post for a haunted house in January is not typical, but we're looking to build our cast for our upcoming Valentine's event, Love is in the Scare. We're a locally owned haunted house and are debuting under our new brand as Fear Columbus. We actually purchased the establishment before last Halloween season and operated under the 13th Floor Haunted House name for the remainder of 2020. We're now in the throes of rebranding and reestablishing ourselves, which means we're also ready to start hiring and expanding our cast. We're hiring for the following positions. Event cast. If working at a haunted house appeals to you but you aren't quite sure about working in an actual attraction, being part of our event cast is perfect for you. The ideal candidate is friendly, knowledgeable, patient, and high in energy. You'll be on your feet assisting customers from beginning to end as we have positions available to check guests in, take photos, sanitizing and tidying the attractions, customer and employee areas, and checking guests out in the merchandise area. Performance cast. As an actor, you'll receive a role in the attractions. The ideal candidate is high in energy, be able to move and stay on their feet for long periods of time, and working conditions with loud music, strobes, lights, and other distractions. Occasionally, silicone masks will be part of your costume, and we do require masks to be worn with every costume. We will provide costuming, makeup, and positions upon your arrival each night. We have performance leads to teach you everything you need to know, so as long as you can take direction, no experience is required. Although it's only a weekend gig right now, being hired for this event can also lead to employment throughout the year at our other off-season events and for Halloween. If this is something that interests you, please reach out to us at Jess, that's J-E-S-S, at fearcolumbus.com. This is honestly such a fun job with a great group of people, and we'd love to add you to our family. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/fearcolumbus. And finally, we have this news regarding a special screening of Carrie 2, The Rage. Join Onset Cinema on Saturday, May 15th in Charlotte, North Carolina for a very special screening of The Rage, Carrie 2, at the infamous Party Mansion. This is Mark Bings, who played Dylan Bruno's house from the end of the movie where everyone goes to party after the football game. Rachel Lang is betrayed by her friends at the party and uses her telekinetic powers to get revenge by setting the house on fire and killing almost everyone. We'll be showing the movie outside under the carport, exactly where the partygoers climb the gate and flee for their lives from the burning house. In the film, this house was used for exterior shots only. The interior of the house was a massive set. Fans will get to hang out on the property before the movie starts. There'll be a food truck and special event merch. A limited amount of fans will have the opportunity to camp out overnight on the property in the courtyard. This is sure to be an incredible experience for any Carrie fan. Let's just not piss off any girls at the event. Get tickets and more info at Myers House NC, that's M-Y-E-R-S, House NC, .thundertix, that's T-I-X, .com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, HauntCon is going on virtually this year. The West Coast Haunters Convention, as we mentioned in the news, is going to be doing a virtual event. And, I'll give you a spoiler here. We're going to be talking about virtual conventions and things on our next roundtable, on our next show. So stay tuned for that. But, you know, with the pandemic being what it is and all the crazy stuff going out there, virtual is kind of the hot thing right now. And, you know, with the haunt season last year being as weird as it was and strange as it was, you know, a lot of things had to change, and that included ticketing. You know, we've talked quite a bit about how so many haunts went to time ticketing and things like that, but thought we'd bring on one of our very fine sponsors to talk about, you know, virtual events and time ticketing and things like that. How do you sell tickets to a haunted house in a COVID laden world where you really can't get close to people and ticket booths may not be friendly and all that? But anyway, let's find out. Let's talk to our friends at HauntPay. I've got Alex Linnebrink on the phone from Detroit. Alex, how are you?
I'm great, Drew. And you?
Well, you know, we're hunkered down in the bunker with everything. You know, kids are, you know, three Absolutely. Teenagers. So, yeah, we got that. But first of all, I want to ask, you know, HauntPay has been doing online ticketing for many, many years now. And as we have talked on this show many, many times, one of the biggest things that a lot of haunts did this past season was time ticketing.
Now, I don't know who was the first person to introduce time ticketing, and you know, that's not necessarily important, but that's probably going to become the wave of the future, even after COVID, I'm guessing, because I think a lot of people just like the convenience of being able to show up and not have to wait in a long line.
Absolutely, Drew. Yeah. This last season, we saw time ticketing go up from about 30% of our clients to around 85% or so in the low 80% number of clients that were using time ticketing. It was a huge jump. And I think it adds a lot of convenience to the end user, because they can actually pick the night and know what time they're going to be able to get in. And as a haunted attraction, then you're able to, you know, have opportunities to keep lines smaller and shorter, and space out your guests to keep traffic jams from happening, keep people 6 feet apart without filling up your queue line. And you can even encourage people to book for different slower times, you know, throughout your haunt season. So if you want to encourage people to book for Thursday nights or to book earlier in the evening, you can open up more availability in your inventory for those time slots when you're doing time ticketing, or even potentially charge more for the, you know, primo slots, those premium time slots of like 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. when people love to go on a Saturday night. So there's a lot of benefits around time ticketing that I think are huge, and a lot of people are seeing for the first time in this fall. So that's one of the nice things that I would say that's come out. I don't want to say anything good has come out of the pandemic, but if there are changes in habits that have been positive, that's one that I think will be positive for a long time for both haunted attractions and the consumers is the biggest thing.
The one of the couple of haunted attractions I went to this year was doing time ticketing, and we showed up at 8:30, and honestly, I wasn't even sure they were open. I mean, I knew they were. They had lights on and stuff, but there was only like three cars in the parking lot. We get up there, and we're like, oh, yeah, you're in this slot. And I was like, where's everybody? And they're like, well, they're coming at 9 or 9:30 or 10 o'clock, whatever, and we just had our 8 o'clock people go through, and I was... It was refreshing. It was wonderful, you know. You didn't run into Congo lines. You didn't run into just crowds of people just milling around and stuff. And, you know, it was certainly safer than, you know, a bunch of people. But again, like I said, you know, I think in the years to come, this is going to become the normal, because I think people are realizing what a nice convenience it is to set up a ticket time, and like you said, or set up a day, and you know, that way you can go out to dinner, or you go to, you know, go do whatever, and then you go to the haunted attraction, and then maybe you go to the next haunted attraction where you've got time ticketing, and it avoids having to do a whole bunch of rushing around. I liked it.
Absolutely. I mean, not just in the pandemic, but in general, people enjoy having some more predictability, you know, to their evening, being able to plan things around their outing to the haunted attraction. Like you say, schedule a dinner and know that you're going to be able to get in, even though, you know, you're not sure how long it's going to take you to get through line, things like that. Like time ticketing really helps in a lot of those different areas. And like you say, it just makes it a much more refreshing atmosphere, because you're not slammed with people grouped all around you, pushing you, you know, from behind to get to the front of the line.
And I think the haunt actors kind of like the fact that they could concentrate on a group of maybe 50 people as a group of maybe 200 people when they're doing, you know, queue line acting and stuff like that. That certainly enhances your experience as well. I don't want to say personal attention, but that's kind of what it is, and I like that.
Certainly.
Now, you know, let's talk about HauntPay. You've been a sponsor of this show for many years. We've known about you for many, many years. You were one of the first people out there to do online ticketing. And every time we talk, and the last time I saw you in person, I believe, was HauntCon a year ago in New Orleans. What a difference a year makes. And you had talked about some new stuff that was coming out, but I'll bet you have some new stuff coming out for 2021, because, you know, frankly, people have just been sitting around and designing new ways to make your product better. What have you got coming down the pike?
Certainly, Drew. Thank you so much for asking and for the partnership for these many years that we have been. I certainly appreciate that.
We look forward to renewing our contract in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. So last year, after we talked, you know, when the pandemic hit, we did, you know, release some new stuff and are continuing to work on that. Some of it's kind of new since the season. Some of it was just new, you you know, beginning with the 2020 season. But a couple big things here. Number one, that's been really popular with attractions already. We had a couple hundred attractions using this in the fall, or virtual queues. And this is something that I think is another one of those things that's a positive new habit that I think isn't going anywhere after the pandemic. Just like time ticketing is more convenient all the way around once it's built into the systems there, or virtual queues. And here's how to think about a virtual queue. Instead of waiting in line where you're getting crammed, on all sides, pushed and shoved, or spending hours waiting in line where you can't really do anything else. And hopefully there are some good scare actors, managing the queue line there. But if they're not there, it can be a kind of boring experience. And it can be a frustrating one. That's the thing that people are most apt to complain about at haunted attractions. It's not a bad experience going through the haunt. It's a bad experience waiting in line. And sure, some people quit, even before they get to the gate, when they're waiting in those lines. Well, the virtual queue solves all of that. When people purchase online or purchase at the event, they, instead of actually, having to then wait in line to get to the front of the attraction, they get a text message. So they're able to check in remotely and they get a text message that says, hey, you're now entered into this virtual queue. Feel free to do your thing now or wait in your car and we'll let you know when we're ready for your group. So they can wait in their car if they feel safer or better there, play on their Game Boy, whatever. I don't know what they have now. Nintendo Switch. You can tell my age when I reference Game Boy before Nintendo Switch here, right?
I'm still older than you.
So the other benefit of this is not only being safe in your car, but it's also being able to roam the midway. When people are standing in line, they're not spending much money unless you happen to have some people walking up and down the line, which can get costly and have other problems too. So instead of that, they're able to roam your midway. If you've got a concession stand or some midway games or a merchandise booth or photo opportunities, anything like that, they can go visit those while they're waiting in line, see an estimated wait time the whole time, just like when you check in with OpenTable. They can just, reply with wait or something like that, wait time, and get a response back. And then they get a text message when it's their time to go in with no waiting. They can just walk up to the attraction. Super easy to use, super easy to control. And we sent over 100,000 text messages for virtual queues just last fall. And we bumped the system up so it's got even more features and functionality coming into this year. Wow. And it's all included with OnPay. It's not an extra service or anything like that. It's all integrated right into your ticketing with OnPay. So people can check in just after purchasing tickets online. And there's no added cost. So that's a big one to look forward to. And one of the ones we're most excited about. So that's number one on the list, Drew. Does that one sound okay to you?
Oh, it sounds great. And that sounds like a segue to what's number two?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So number two is virtual. More on the virtual side, not queues this time, but actual virtual access to the events. We'll call it virtual event. And the idea here is not that you wait in line virtually, but you can actually attend an event virtually. And again, this is something that I think is going to be valuable no matter what the state of the pandemic is this fall. I think it's, something that people will be thinking about because you've probably seen and attended virtual events since then. We're just talking about HauntCon, which is 100% virtual right now. So our platform has the ability to sell tickets for virtual access. You can sell tickets. You can even sell subscriptions, so a recurring charge to a fan for access to via live stream. And on this virtual landing page, you get a live stream video whenever you guys, the event has that up and running. There's a chat box on there. There's a donation button. There's buttons for merchandise upsells and other things on there. So an event can actually sell access to a concert. That's a common use of it. As we do non-haunted stuff throughout the rest of the year under the name Passage. And we've hosted over 1,000 concerts over the last year on this. They work great. They've ranged from 5 people in attendance to 50,000 people in attendance, and it works amazing all the way through. But they're also great for, anything else. We've seen magic shows on there. We've seen cooking, demonstrations. We've had seances on there. And that's just the more normal stuff. Keep pushing, and we had some haunted attractions that did haunted walkthroughs. We saw behind-the-scenes tours for haunted attractions. And the cool thing there was a lot of these haunted attractions that were doing the behind-the-scenes tours were doing them at weird hours where they wouldn't normally be making money, but they would actually be able to get attendance from other haunters. You know, because I know of places that I want to go to. I'm in Detroit, and I can't move that much in the haunted attraction season because, you know, we're busy. We're running a platform and need to be here to support people. But I still want to see what's going on, you know, at these different haunted attractions around the U.S. I want to see what's going on at Statesville. I want to see, you know, what's going on down in Atrox and all these different places here. And I can, when there are virtual events set up, and maybe see the behind the scenes, especially when they're happening in strange hours. We've seen scare cams that have virtual access. And you don't have to charge for access, but even if you're not charging, even if you're doing free access, you could do a pay what you can ticket, and you still get their email address and contact information to market back to them. And you can accept donations. So maybe somebody gets in free to the scare cam, but they want to donate when they see somebody get scared really badly. That's a great way to do a virtual access event for a haunted attraction. And just something to think about this year as haunted attractions are trying to drive their revenue up because they might be down a little bit in total attendance or something like that. That's a great way to help boost that revenue now and in the future.
Interesting. Now, you just mentioned that you were, you know, at Virtual HauntCon. You put on a seminar at HauntCon. Was that rolling out basically the virtual queue and the virtual events, or was it something else?
Yeah, we talked a lot about these things. I did a little demonstration of them as well. So you can actually still go to our HauntCon profile. You can look that up. Go head over to HauntCon. If you're registered, you can just type in HauntPay at the top, and you should find our company. I don't really know what it looks like from the attendee side, but I think it's pretty easy to get there. And you can actually scroll to the bottom and view that 20-minute seminar. We didn't have a lot of time, but there are some details there. Or you can just head to HauntPay.com. There's information there as well, and you can even schedule a one-on-one demo with our team. But that is exactly what we talked about. We talked about what to consider this year as you know, you're continuing to reopen haunted attractions in the middle of a pandemic. And there are a lot of things, you know. We don't know what it's going to look like in the fall. We don't know if vaccinations are going to be done or if, you know, we're still going to need masks or mandates. But we do know that everybody's been through this, right? And they're more cognizant of their personal health and more cognizant of personal space. And they're probably going to continue to be. But we've also found that people during the pandemic have been trained to do things like attend virtual events, which maybe before they weren't comfortable with. But now they've done it 100 times and they're very comfortable with it. And this is great even for people that, you know, wouldn't be affected by the pandemic. Like, think of folks that, you know, not only are remote, but, you know, might not be able to go out. They might have a disability or an illness or something like that, an immunocompromised system, you know, that sort of thing, and just can't get out to normal events the same way everybody else can. These are ways to include them, which I think is great. The more inclusive the haunted attraction community can be, the fans all over, you know, not just in their normal area and not just the normal fans, the better for everybody. It just helps the industry out as a whole. So we talked a lot about this afternoon during that webinar. Yeah.
Absolutely. Storm was mentioning to me, he attended that seminar and he said he got a lot of very good information out of it. So that's another reason we decided to call you, because we wanted to talk to you about that. Now, if I was a haunt owner, first year, second year, or 20-year guy, and I was interested in all this virtual ticketing, the virtual events, the virtual queues, the time ticketing. You know, I've been doing cash for, you know, all the years I've owned a haunt, and I want to be able to do online sales because that's the wave of the future, or I think it is, and, you know, that's what the kids do all these days. How can people set up a time with you? How can people get information? I mean, obviously, you know, trade shows going virtual, you're not able to stand there and talk face to face and see things like that. And we don't know what's going to happen with Trans World. We don't know what's going to happen with Midwest. We know West Coast will be virtual this year, and Midsummer Scream, we don't know, you know, all the big shows. So if I was interested in getting information about this, how could I get a hold of you or schedule a time and see all the things that HauntPay has to offer a haunt owner?
Yeah, we would love to talk to you. You know, first I'll say, you know, don't be intimidated by this stuff. And we try to make it them if you want, but like they're passed on to the customer by default. So you spend nothing. There's no setup fee, no monthly fee, anything like that. And it just takes a few minutes to sign up. And for first time folks, we'll even set everything up for you. You can do that. You can get started down that path or just learning a little bit more. And of course, there's no commitment ever. We only want to work with you if you're happy with the service we provide, if you feel like we're helping you in some way, you know. But if you don't, at any time, you can leave. There are no contracts, anything like that. So just head to hauntpay.com. I mean, that's the best way to get a hold of us. There you'll see a link to schedule a demo. If you want to schedule a one-on-one demo, that'll probably be with myself or, you know, one of our sales team members. There are a few of us here, but we're not a huge company by any means, so there's a good chance it'll be with me here. So you can schedule a demo there. You can reach out to our team. You can even just try it out yourself. Sign up for a free account and try it out, again, with zero commitment. Also, you're welcome to reach out to me directly. I mean, online, the easiest way to get a hold of me is just alex@hauntpay.com. And I'd love to chat with you and you know, sit down and do some brainstorming to help you, you know, reach more fans and sell more tickets this year, because that's what we do.
Excellent. Well, Alex, it's always a pleasure to speak to you, my friend. It's great talking to you. You know, been way too long, and hopefully we will see you at Transworld and, you know, all the other events. And we appreciate the fact that HauntPay has been a sponsor of the Big Scary Show and Big Scary News for many, many years, and we'll continue to do so, it sounds like. You know, you're happy with us, we're happy with you.
Yeah.
So it's a mutual benefit to all. Once again, folks, hauntpay.com. If you want to speak to Alex directly, it's alex@hauntpay.com. Alex Lannebrink, it is a great pleasure to speak to you here on the Big Scary News.
Likewise, Drew. Thanks so much. And, you know, have a great rest of your January.
We will try. Once again, folks, this is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.